Monday, March 23rd, was a day chiefly to be remembered because that is when the Elms was sold. A.W. handled all the arrangements together with American Security Bank. The purchaser is a man I don't know from Miami. It's a great load off my mind, but will be a greater one when the money passes hands and the maintenance bills stop coming in. It, too, was a day full of appointments, beginning with Jacqueline Cochran early in the morning, just as handsome, capable, tough, vibrant as when I used to know her years ago. She is a pretty embittered Republican now. Nothing can erase my gratitude for her, for things past, for the flight to Mayo's in the emergency in 1948, which actually enabled Lyndon to remain in the race and therefore go to the Senate. But I expect she looks on us now with a pretty jaundiced eye. Her mission was partly to get Lyndon and me to be sponsors for a home, a village, for the wives of dependent families of officers, principally Air Force officers, but the whole armed forces in general. And actually, I think she came as a sort of emissary without portfolio from the top brass to say that McNamara is wielding too heavy a hand. Or am I imagining things? At late lunchtime, I walked into the door just in time to encounter Lyndon and then Huff Baines and his wife, who'd been on a special tour of the White House. Lyndon immediately scooped them up, brought them upstairs. We sat down, they rather breathless, to lunch. Huff is up here in his capacity as a volunteer for the American Cancer Society. I had to leave them in the middle of lunch to go downstairs to do up a moment of TV filming for the Cancer Society. It was in the library, which is sort of becoming my TV room, and the script was good enough to make me anxious to see how it turns out. Then, at 4 o'clock, I went back to the green room to receive the Sword of Hope from the American Cancer Society. A little girl, Laura Lee Greathouse, age 10, a cured cancer patient, and Mrs. Ann Walls, a practical nurse, a Negro, also a cured cancer patient, presented me with a sword. George Leader, former governor of Pennsylvania, was the Cancer Society's National Crusade chairman. The ubiquitous Huff Baines was along, of course, also, with another extra sword which he had brought along for me to get autographed and send back to Texas. And also Laura Lee's parents and her little brother and Dr. Wendell Scott, president of the Cancer Society. The story of the sword is rather interesting. Mary Love Bailey had gone out to Bastrop, gotten the help of Mayor Will Rogers, our old-time friend. They had gone out in the pasture, selected the just right cedar tree, chopped it down. The die had been cut by some local craftsman there in Bastrop and had been milled there in Bastrop. But not one sword, but two, so that I could autograph one and return it to Mary Love and those who had worked on it. An interesting sideline is that Mary Love is herself a cured cancer patient. And how far back into what unexpected places the roads of old friendship lead. I'm thinking of Mayor Will Rogers, who's been with us in campaigns ever since 1937. After the cancer presentation was over, I had my picture with Nancy Hanchman just for her own uses. And then one with Scooter Miller because she is, this year, the chairman of the Goodwill Industries tour to raise money. The embassy tour, which year by year grows bigger with eager tourists, storming the doors of the embassies at about $4 a head for the great benefit of the Goodwill Industries. The rest of the day, I spent briefing myself for my trip tomorrow to Huntsville, Alabama. Just about the best briefing source I know is the National Geographic magazine, and it just happens that this very month it has a long issue on the proposed trip to the moon, the story of the Saturn rocket. That plus voluminous material that Lillian Levy and Jim Webb had sent me gave me heavy reading for a long evening, and I hope better preparation for what I see tomorrow in Huntsville. I certainly wouldn't call it a brilliant day, but it was a rather satisfying day because I do have a very personal commitment for the fight against cancer. And each year's score of victims among those I know and love adds fuel to my own personal fire to do something about it. And then I have sizable respect for Goodwill Industries, so I think I can justify the hours spent.